Hello, everyone. Welcome to our weekly podcast preview of Sydney racing. We're at Rose Hill for a bit of a change this week after three consecutive weeks at Randwick. Rose Hill at the moment is a heavy nine on Thursday. But as Paul Joyce, our form analyst, joins us, Paul, this track can only improve now given the weather forecast.
Yes, hello, Andrew. And you're right. We've had a lot of rain early in the week, but the forecast is quite good for the last couple of days. Obviously, a heavy nine at this stage. But look, these tips for this quaddy have been done for around about a soft seven. That's about as close as I think I can get to anticipating what it will be on Saturday. Obviously, it's going to be tricky because we haven't had a wet track here for so long, Andrew, that we haven't got much recent wet weather form. And there are a lot of horses resuming from spells heading into the autumn. So just how fit they are and whether they can get through a track like a soft seven is going to be very tricky. So it's probably not a meeting that at this stage I'm bursting with confidence, but it's certainly a meeting that I'm really looking forward to going forward into the autumn, because this meeting will tell us a lot about a lot of good horses.
All right, well, let's look at the quaddy. And as I say, you'll be updating your tips, of course, on Saturday morning through your podcast or through your Twitter page, I should say. Let's have a look at the first leg of the quaddy, Paul. It's race five, and it's due at 3:35.
Yeah, look, Andrew, now talking about promising horses going into the autumn, oh, I've found two in this race, and that's all we're going to take in our quaddy, and numbers two, Sarajevo, and seven, Zestful. Now, look, they are the two favourite runners in the market, but I think they're a clear standout, and I think they both offer a bit of value. I was surprised with Sarajevo going up around the $2.80 mark. I thought he'd be a lot shorter than that. And Zestful, the other runner that Sam Cavanagh trains, who had one very impressive debut win at Canterbury, she's gone up at around $4.60. So both of those, to me, offer good value. Now, speed in the race here, it should be pretty good. Echo Prince has got the blinkers on. He'll roll forward. Tetsuko's got the blinkers going back on. He'll go forward as well. Mr. Bogart's drawn barrier one. And look, I just think Sarajevo off barrier four, Winker's first time, just maps to get a beautiful trail here for James McDonald. This horse resumed last time in the Rosebud behind Scissor Kick, beaten a length after missing the start and being blocked for a run in the straight. That was over 1,200 at Randwick. His trials into this have been so strong. He's just come back a better horse, I'm convinced. He was spelled after finishing sixth in the Group 1 Golden Rose behind Halo Crown and Scissor Kick and Shooting to Win. So the form around him for a benchmark 72 just stands out, and I just can't believe that $2.80 price that they put up. Number seven, Zestful. Well, she's the one with that bit of a query about her. She's only won a maiden at Canterbury, but she did what you don't see very often at Canterbury. She came from a long way back. She seemed to be in an impossible position, yet with 100 metres to go, she had the race in her keeping and she cruised to the line to win by length. Now, I think they're two very good three-year-olds. I think they'll cover us in the quaddy, so we'll just take two and seven, Andrew, in the first leg.
Race number six, of course, is the second leg in the feature race at Rose Hill. It's the Expressway. For those that may have grabbed some early form, take note that Brenton Abdullah's the rider of Bagman here, number five. Chris Waller's got five on the return. And again, it's a race where, well, you know, how fit are these horses going into 1,200 first up on a heavy track at this stage?
Exactly, Andrew. That's exactly right. And look, I'm going to play it reasonably safe. I've got three selections, 4, 11 and 2. Speed-wise, there doesn't look that much pressure. A lot of these stayers, especially Chris Waller's stayers, they're first up. They're not going to go forward. They're going to drift back, settle, get into a good rhythm and work home. That's what Chris will want to see these stayers do going forward. But I'm going with just the three runners that I think two of them definitely go forward. I think if Weary jumps cleanly, he'll settle forward. Last time he resumed in the Group 2 Missile Stakes behind Sweet Idea, Messina and Rebel Dane, he ran fifth, only beaten a length and a half, and he was about settled about midfield there, only a couple of lengths off them. So off his trial, he looks to have come back a better horse this time. And he's always been got plenty of quirks about him. He's had times in the enclosure he won't even go onto the track. I mean, he's got a few tricks up his sleeve, but I like the way he trialled at Rose Hill. I like the fact he's drawn a good barrier, and the track being wet really plays into his hands. He's an absolute wet tracker. So he'll get everything in his favour first up, number four, Weary. I've put him on top at $5.50. And in front of the favourite, who's come up number 11, Panzer Division. Now, he's the only three-year-old in the race. He's got the blinkers on first time. His trial was exceptionally good behind Delectation at Randwick. He just cruised along in that trial. And he's got great first-up form. He won very impressively on debut last time, and then in the up-and-coming when he came off a slight break, he was nosed out by Scissor Kick in the closest photo finish of 2014. He's an absolute must Panzer Division. And then I've thrown in number two, Beaten Up, at big odds, just like the way he's been trialling. He's had two trials. He's looked really good. He's looked forward. And he did run fourth in the Warwick Stakes, a Group 2 weight for age race first-up last prep. So I'm just throwing him in as a bit of a query. 4.11 and 2, Andrew, in the Express Stakes.
Righto, that's race 6. Race 7 here, the tab.com.au's over the 2,000 metres here, Paul.
Yeah, and this is the most open race of the quaddy. We're going extremely wide, so we won't spend too long on each runner. Just quickly on speed, the on-pace runners, Choice Bro, Our Boy Nicholas and Orion Love. But the numbers for the quaddy, we've got 6 of them, so write them down at 6, 9, 7. 4-2-1. That's 6-9-7-4-2-1. Number 6, George Aeroplane. He's the best wet tracker of the field and he's ready to win. Number 9, Sazen Key, backs up quickly off a very good second last week behind the informed centre pivot. The 7, Orion Love, she's the query runner-up from Victoria, but she's got great form on soft going. The 4, Our Boy Nicholas, he's come down from Queensland, so a lot of different form lines here, but he's racing really consistently up there. Number 2, Choice Bro, I like the way he's been going. Not convinced of him on a heavy track, but gets him well with the claim. And number 1, Gosh, she's the big query. She just did enough first up at Randwick over the mile. She'll improve out to 2,000. So 6, 9, 7, 4, 2, and 1.
And the quaddy is wrapped up at 25-6, a larger field here. A couple of nice horses resuming. Take us through your thoughts here in race 8.
Yeah, you're right, Andrew. I've got a resumer on top, number 10, Law. It's a big field. The pressure will be on. Good speed through likes of Agamore, Nothing Like Luca, Oxford Poet. So there's good pace, good pressure. Backmarkers will get to run on. I've gone 10, 13, 4, number 10, Law. Look, he's been gelded during his spell. He's a 3-year-old taking on older horses, but he's just got a class edge on these. They're betting about $8, $7.50. I think that's really good value. His first up run last prep was third in a San Domenico behind at Nostradamus on Washington Heights. Wongina ran fourth in that race. So I've got no doubt the form around that three-year-old season's very strong. And I just think off his trial, he's going to be too good for these. So I've got 10 on top. To beat the 13, Lorna May for Team Hawk. She's always good fresh. She's got great first up stats and she's drawn perfectly. And one that you cannot leave out is number 4, Alias. Big first up winner in midweek class. 4 tries on soft or heavy going. He's had 4 wins, so an absolute must there off barrier 1. 10, 13 and 4, Andrew, in the last. And it's a cheapie this week. For $20, you'll get just under 20% of the dividend. So pretty big chunk of it this week if we get it, Andrew.
Let's cross the fingers. That track hopefully will keep improving. We've spoken about that. As we record this podcast, it is a heavy 9, but Sydney's weather is picking up, so that's the positive. Can't wait to see the expressway and back the quaddy. Thanks for your time, Paul. We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, thanks again, Andrew. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Paul Joyce, our form analyst, with his podcast preview. And don't forget, on his Twitter page on Saturday morning, he'll update if there's any scratchings as well. The podcast from Sky Sports Radio.